Friday, the Remaster Chav Gimel, Shvat, Tovshin Ein Zayin, Rebbe Nachum Liebman.
We lined on Shabbos one of the Aseres Adibris, Kavede Savicha Vesimecha. I'd like to speak about Be'ikah, the mitzvah of getting up in front of one's parents, father or mother, getting up in front of one's Rebbe, getting up in front of a Seva, anybody who's over 70, and also the mitzvah of getting up in front of a young Talmud Chacham. There's three simonim in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideh, Chele Gimel. Simon Reish Mem deals with Hilchas Kibud Av Eim. Halachas, which a daughter is mechuyev to be mechabed, a mother or father or mother. Simon Reish Mem Beis, there's a Simon Hilchas Kibud Raboy, the Talmud Chacham, a special mitzvah of Kibud Raboy. Simon Reish Mem Dalad deals with the mitzvah of getting up in front of a Talmud Chacham, can be a young Talmud Chacham, and that's the same simon getting up in front of a Seva. Anybody mipnei Seva Tokum, anybody who's over 70, there's a mitzvah to get up. That's a mitzvah mipnei Seva Tokum, vadarta pnei Zokein. The Torah says it in the same mitzvah, the same category. It's a mitzvah to get up mipnei Seva Tokum. Is mipnei seva means somebody who's over 70, there's a mitzvah to get up for him. And the pasuk continues, v'hadarato pnei zokein, ein zokein ela shekona chochma. So the same mitzvah is to get up in front of a man who's over 70, and similarly in front of a young Talmud Chacham. So we'll start off with the chiv to get up in front of, kibud av eim, the chiv to get up in front of parents. In Simen Reish Mem Sif Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayev Lamoid Mipnei Oviv. There's a chiv to get up in front of one's father, and the same din is a mother as well. The mocker is, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph from the base, Rav Yosef said, Ki Avashoma Kol Kara De'imei, when he heard the sound of the feet of his mother, Omar, he said, Eikim, I'll get up, mikame shchina da'asya, I'll get up in front of the shchina which is coming. We know that Rav Yosef was blind, so he couldn't see his parents coming. But when he heard the sound of his mother coming, he said, I'll get up in front of the shchina. So we see that included in the mitzvah of kibud av eim, which generally means mechabed, normally we mean, the Gemara in Kiddushin says what's called kibud av eim, mechabdoi, b'maichel, b'mash, b'mishter, to serve the father and the mother to eat, take them in, take them out, help them to get dressed, malbishoi, maniloi, machnisoi, metzioi. Shteita in this Gemara that there is another chiyuv of kibud av eim, and that is to get up in front of a parent when they come into the room. Now the first point is we want to see like this. In the chiv of getting up in front of mipnei seva tokum or vedat pnei zokin, the chiv to get up in front of a man who's over 70, or in front of a young Talmud Chacham, even so, it can be either young Talmud Chacham or somebody who's old, even if he's not moretz, shteit Shulchan Aruch. Now, in that siman, siman reishman dalad seif base, it says, when do you have to get up in front of a seva, somebody who's over 70, or in front of a young Talmud Chacham? The chiv in Shulchan Aruch, the chiv to get up is mishiyagia letoich dalad amoisov. When he reaches your dalad amos, which is roughly Seilachum, when he comes in. Seva seems to be,
yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about it soon. We'll talk about it soon exactly. There's another shitter about that. So, in Shulchan Aruch state, the chiv to get up in front of a Talmud Chacham, a young Talmud Chacham, or a Seva, Pashas, we assume it's somebody who's over 70, is only when he comes in Yadal Adamas. Which roughly when he comes into his, it's 6 feet away, then the mitzvah is to get up, ad shiyavu pikeneged ponov, till he passes you. But there is no chiv to get up as soon as you see him. Only in the Dalad Amas. That's the Shlishek Mefurish in Reishmem, Dalad Sibes, Legabe, the din of Seva and Vodarto Pnezoke. Now, over Legabe, the chiv of Raboi, which will soon explain that is only by Raboi Muvuk, which is Roiv Chochmosoi Mimenu. So that in Shulchan Aruch says, that's in Siman Resh Mem Beis, in the end of Siv Tezayin says, the Chiv is to get up as soon as he enters, as soon as you catch sight of him, as soon as you can see him when he enters the room, you're Mechiv to get up, till Achi Yiskase Mimenu Shleire Komosoi. As soon as you catch sight of him, the whole time till you can't see him anymore, then you can sit down. And that in Sif Lamed, then the Muhammad can say that's only by Rabbi Muvuk, which means Roiv Chochmosei Mimenu. Whether it's Mikra, whether it's Mishnah, but Roiv of your learning is from that. Which Kemat we don't have Rabbi Muvuk. This special Rabbi Muvuk is Kemat uncommon to have that somebody has Roiv Chochmosei Mimenu. But there is another same category of Rabbi Muvuk, that is Godel Hador. Godel Hador, somebody who's a Godel Hador, Mefursum B'Doyre as a Godel Hador, has the same category as Rabbi Muvuk. As soon as he comes into the room, you're mechuyev to get up. As soon as you see him, Achi iskase mimenu. You can't see him anymore. And now, so clearly we have these two different chiyuvim. When it comes to seva, or vadarto pnei zokein, only when he comes into your daladamas. Rabbi Muvuk, as soon as you see him. What about the chiyuv to get up in front of parents? When is the chiyuv to get up in front of parents? Is it as soon as you see them, or is it only when you come into the Dalad Amas? And it's interesting, the Shtetnish nicht klar in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does not say clearly. Shulchan clearly says by Seva only in Dalad Amas. By Raboi it says as soon as you catch sight of them, but it doesn't say by Kivud Avayim. When are you mechuyev to get up? Me'iri is takemashma, but that even by a father, you're only mechuyev to get up when the parent reaches your Dalad Amas. But in Rambam, Perek Vovichas Mamir Mismashma, that the chiv to get up in front of a father is the same chiv like a Rebbe. And the Rambam, the Loshon of the Rambam is like this: Oimid meponov, kederech shu oimid mipnei raboi. The chiv to get up in front of a father is the same it's the same chiv. The way you have to get up is like you would get up in front of raboi. And they bring a raya. Of course, Maimonides brings a raya to the Ramban, the Gemara we mentioned previously. Rav Yosef said, when I heard the sounds of my mother walking, I got up because I said, Eikim Mikamesh Chinna. In Parshas Kisiso, it says, V'ro kolo'om v'komu v'ishtachu ish pesach oloi. That as soon as the Shechina, sort of, they felt the Shechina coming, they got up. So you see in Hukash Kvoidom, Rabbi Yosef compared getting up in front of a parent is equivalent of getting up in front of the Shechina. So says Agos Maim, that's a right that you mechuyev to get up as soon as you catch sight of them. And as is mashmas, and that's what Rav Achrei Pirkei Yosef paskens and most Achreinim, that as soon as a father or mother come into a room, there's a mechuyev to get up till they go out of sight. So it comes out like this. So let's just take a practical case. Halacha lemaisa, you're sitting in shul, and your father is called up for an aliyah. So you're mechuyev to get up where you are, till he comes to the bima, and when he arrives there, you can sit down again. And when he goes back to his place, when he gets back to his place, then again you've got to get up till. Pardon? On the way back, so you can mechuyev to get up as well. But while he's standing by the bima that the whole time, once he's by his place, then you're not mechuyev to stay standing the whole time. Oh, I'm coming to that. Yeah, that's mamish the next piece. Yeah, yeah. So the var, just to sum up what we've said that kibud in front of a seva who is over 70 or a young talmid chacham is only when they come in the dalad amos. Kibud rabbi muvuk godel ador is as soon as they enter the room, as soon as you catch sight of them till they go out. Kibud of aim, pashtus from the Rambam, Musa Chorim take on, that is equivalent of kibud rabbi, that as soon as you catch sight of them, you mechiv to get up till they come out of your sight, till they go out of your sight.
Is it
the
same as the
zakin? Same thing. L'choyer. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, you can be moichel. Everybody can be moichel. Now, yeah, that's the second point I want to say this. Yeah. Come to that. Yeah. You can zecher be moichel. I'll come to that. I'll come to that in a minute. How many times? Next point is how many times a day is a child mechuyev to get up in front of parents? Now, legabai rabbi move. So again, legabai parents, it doesn't say. From the legabe rabbi, the rabbi, the chiv of rabbi, which we always say, whenever I say rabbi, I'm not going to always repeat it, whenever I say rabbi, it means rabbi muvuk. Legabe the chiv rabbi, the machabe doesn't say, mashma, however many times the rebbe comes into the room, you have to get up. The Ramo says, in Siv Tezayin, Reish Mem Beis, Siv Tezayin, Yesh Oimrim, the Eino, you own other mochayev lamed lifnei rabbi, rak shachris va'arvis. You only mechuyev in the morning and the evening, twice a day. That is dafke, and then he adds on that dafke bebeis harav. Aval, when everybody has seen that you've got up that day, aval bifnei acherim shein yodim shom ad lifonov chayv lamed. If the other people who weren't there in the morning when you got up, and they see now that the Rebbe is coming in, then you have to get up, even if you got up already in the morning, because they didn't see. So that's Marisai. So the Machaber says you only have to get up twice a day. Sorry, the Ramah says you only have to get up twice a day. The Shach says, even though the Shach says first, the Ram says Shach says even though the Machaber says ain't not a mechayev. The Rambam says Ein Adam Rashai, but Taka means Ein Adam Mechayev, and then the Shach in Lamed Zayin says, Yesh Eimrim argue on the Machaber. Because the Torah compared Moira Rabboi to Moira Shemayim, if a man will be Mekabel Pnei Shechina, if the Shechina comes to visit a person, wouldn't you Mechayev to get up however many times a day? So he says, Oy Bazoi, even Rabboi as well. So the Shach brings another Shitta. That L'chayra, Rabbi, one should get up more than twice a day. So L'maisa, if the poskim, like we said, compare getting up in front of parents, they compare that getting up in front of Rabbi, as we said, L'gabe, as soon as you catch sight of them, so the same thing L'chayra would be, we poskim like the Rabbi, Me'ikar adin, you only have to get up in front of parents twice a day. Twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. But the Shach is machmir, so in the Chayra, it's good to be machmir, it's a mokum to be machmir, like the Shach, to get up when every time they come into the room. That's point number two. Point number three, what is called getting up? Chay Odom Klal Samachtes says, getting up in front of a Talmid Chacham means meloi kumosoi. It doesn't just mean. So chiyuv to get up in front of a, this is legabe all chiyuvim. Again, we have three chiyuvim. We spoke about the first one. We spoke about getting up in front of seva, that's somebody over 70 or a young talmid chacham. So the chayalam says chiyuv is to get up meloi kumosoi. So lechora that would be the same thing. Lechora by rabbi is the same thing. Lechora by children as well. They should get up the full height when the parents come into the room. Rav Moshe Feinstein says already that Olam, children are not careful to get up the full height when the parents come into the room. And he says there's a limit schus B'derech klal, the parents are moichel. The Sefer Ben Yechabed Ov, the Sefer Olam HaKibud, he says, yes, even the Taka, there is a normal and umdana that the parents are moichel, but one has to know, Be'etzem, there is a chiv, and one should perhaps, if you don't get out fully, you should ask the Mefurish Mechila. That means one has to be aware that there is a chiv, Be'etzem, to get up, Maloi Kamosoi, at least to get up, twice a day, at least to get up as soon as they come into the room. And if one's not doing it, one should know this, that even it could be they are moichel, but it's good lemaisa to ask them mefurish that they are mechila. I'd like just to mention one other thing as well, which we mentioned three categories: young talmid chacham over 70. That's the category number one. Then we mentioned category number two, which rabbi muvak, god lador, which is the same thing. Category number three is kibud of aim. Yeah, that's what we said, kibud of aim. And we said kibud of aim, we compare it, kibud of aim, we compare it to rabbi muvak. The other thing is, which we all know, is by the same category as rabbi, is getting up in front of a sefer Torah. Because the Gemara says in Kedushin that mipnei loim deo oimdim, from the people who learn Torah, you get up. Miponeo loy kolshkein. So the same chiv of Betzim to get up in front of rabbi, the teacher Torah, is the Torah itself. So that's why as soon as the Sefer Torah comes into the Sefer Torah gets taken out of its place, everybody stands up till the Sefer Torah reaches its place. And again, when the Sefer Torah comes back, we all get up as well. And that's no din of Daladamas. Of course, that's a din as Maloyenov. Because that's a similar equivalent to Kavoid rabbi. From the Seyd in Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Mem regarding Hilchas Kibud of Aim. Now we know in Aseres Adibus, we lined yesterday the mitzvah Kabed Esavicha Vesimecha. There's an inyan of Kibud of Aim. There's also an inyan, a posuk in Kedoshim, Ish Imoy Va'oviv Tiro'u, the mitzvah of Moira. Getting up, is it part of Kibud? Kibud of aim, or it goes into the mitzvah of Moira. From the side of the Shulchan Aruch, who starts Moira, and then he says Kibud is mashma, getting up is a din of Kibud. It's part of the Kibud getting up. And as Ishtech Na'orech HaShulchan, Chazanish, others say that it's Moira. The Hamakna and Kedushin wants to say getting up in front of a parent goes include in Moira. Could be the Nafkamina would be if when you lean on something, that's also called getting up. If it's within covered, when you lean, is also considered your machabed. If it's within moira, so leaning it just takes away the din moira. That's a contradiction to din moira. So lachoira, even semicha b'miktzas would be asa. And if you're leaning so strong that if you take that thing, you would lose your balance. Lachoira, that's lekuli alma, not good. That's chalal, not standing like Amida. So Be'etzem, the chiv taka would be to get up, not to lean. Chiv is to get up properly without leaning on anything. Now I'd like to talk about getting up in front of a Talmud Chacham taka. What's called a Talmud Chacham, and somebody whose seva over pashas is an old yid who's over 70. So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Mem Dalet says mitzvah sasei loku mipnei kol chacham. Even if he's not old, there's a mitzvah of mipnei seva tokum vadar to pnei zokein. So we dashen the both together. Ein zokein ad shkana chochma. Even if he's a young person, it's a mitzvah to we dashen pnei seva tokum vahadar to pnei zokein. Chiv together even a young talmid chacham. The Rama says that he has got to be greater than you, and roi lilmoid mimenu, something you can have him. And the Shach says, but he must be more knowledgeable than the general, than the average. Shach muflug b'chochma yose mishah ha'om. He's got to be above, or say, a cut above the rest of the normal people. That's a gedat talmid chacham. The mitzvah to get up in front of a sever, which the Mechaber says is somebody over 70, that applies even if he's a Ma'aretz, as long as he's not a Rosha. The Birkei Yosef, Bishem, brings Bishem the Arizal, that anybody who's over 60 is a mitzvah to get up. And that's a big chiddush. He says, "Apiderech ha'emes," even somebody who's over 60, there's a mitzvah. That could be what Rabbi was referring to before. Even over 60, so he said, "Apiderech ha'emes." Apiderech ha'emes. Now, in Sif Beis Shteit, as we mentioned before, when are you mechuyev to get up? Well, Pashas is 70. The Pashas is 70. In Shulchan Aruch Shteit, when are you mechuyev to get up? When they reach your Dalad Amos, till they go past you. Now, it's a very important nakuda here, which I want to point out. In Sif Tes, so it's Shteit Mefurish in the Shach. Not only you're not mechuyev to get up before a Talmud Chacham or a Seva come before he comes into your Dalad Amos, in Shach says it's osa to get up. You should not get up till they reach your Dalad Amos. Why? Because otherwise it looks like you're getting up for your own purpose. So this is not so well known, and this Retzma applies for any Talmud Chacham and any Rav, unless we're talking about Mamash, Rabbi Muvuk, or Godl Hador, when they're coming in the room, yeah, you lose out the mitzvah. That's why it's Osa. What's that Osa? You're losing the point if you get up before he reaches your Dalad Amos. Because it's not Muchach that you're getting up, Likvoidoi. So you should stay seating till he comes in your Dalad Amos. Then you get up. That shows you're being machabed. That shows you're being machabed the Talmud Chacham or the Sefer. But if you get up too early, so the Shachan, it looks like you're doing it letzorchoi for your own tzorch. You're going to ask me, Freik the Rishonim asked, and the Shach asked as well. But we just said by Rabbi Muvuk, the chiv is to get up kemuloi einov. So you see, there's a considered hidu even from a distance. So he said, no, that's different. When there's a mechiv, then when you're the chiv to get up as soon as he comes into the room, that shows you that you're doing it for lekvoidoi. Masha'in came when there's no chiv to do it, then it's not muchach that you're doing it for his honor. So it comes like that. There's two separate chiyuvim. The general chiyuv, which we say that is tokum, which is the either place seva tokum vadar to pnei zokin, is kiyu the chiyuv to get up to show that you're mahadehim, to show that you're kiman, is only when he gets into Dalad Amos. And if you get up too early, you lose out from that mitzvah. Mashaykin is with a special mitzvah of getting up in front of Rabbi Muvuk or Godel Hador, so that's different. And that we're going to explain that. That somehow seems to be a new chiv. Where does that come from? That's what we're going to say. In Torah says one thing, in Torah says, Mipnei Seva Tokim Radar Tipnei Zokim. And that means get up in front of a Zokim Talmud Chacham. Getting up means Bomokim Hidu. And Bomokim Hidu we say only in the Dalad Amos. So we have to say, where does it come from that by Rabbi Muvuk, and we're extending this also to Kibbutz Avayim as well, there's a chiv to get up as soon as they come into the room, as soon as you catch sight of them. In Kiryat.
Somebody would walk in there. The middle of the room would get up. So if you're not in the Dalad Amos, it's still liquor that you're getting up because of. It might not be in Dalad Amos, but why should you not get the mitzvah? It's liquor in half the room you're getting up.
No,
why shouldn't you get the mitzvah? Because it is liquor now. Even if it's not.
Mitzvah, the other people, mitzvah, because there is something.
Think of what you're doing.
Yeah. Shmei to be mechalek. To be mechalek. No, nice. Pashas stay only the Dalad Amos. It's that.
I mean, other people doing it or not?
Yeah. Doesn't not mechalek. Not mechalek. Doesn't say any chilek in Shul. Pardon? Yeah. I hear what you say. What you say, it shows that. Now people think as soon as the Rav comes in, into the shul, they have to get up. That's you'd be better off if you wait till he comes past you, when he done it, it's mamash near you, and then you get up, then you have the proper mitzvah.
On the side of the benches, you don't get to the Dalad Amos anyway.
Okay, so that's a vichtig and a kudah of what you're saying. Yeah. When is I say it's osa to get up? That's if you're losing out on the mitzvah. If you would wait a bit longer and you would come within your Dalad Amos, then you would have the mitzvah. Now you've lost out on the mitzvah. But here, Mr. Fultz, what would be, even if you wait, you'll never have the mitzvah. Yeah, so then it's not osa lachayav. That's a vichtig and a good way you say. The issa to do it is only when you're losing out on the mitzvah, you're being mavatal the mitzvah. You could have the mitzvah, and you're getting up early, you're losing out on the mitzvah. But if you'll never be in your daladamas, you're more than 6 foot, 8 foot, yeah, that's, you're more away from the whatever daladamas is, yeah, daladamas is. That depends if you take 6 foot or 8 foot, yeah.
It's trying to still get the mitzvah.
Yeah. If you never have the mitzvah, then we can't say it's awesome. Then that nakuda, you can't say it's... You don't have the mitzvah. Yeah. But the issa, the nakuda, which state tak in the shachsa, there's also to get up that you don't have. It's because you wouldn't, because you're not mavatal the mitzvah or anything. So now I'd just like to explain, where does it come, this, the mitzvah? Where do we say this mitzvah, so Rabbi Muvah, come, just generally we play Seva Tokum without the Zokin is only Bomokim Hidro, only Daladamas. Where do we get this mitzvah from, that as soon as by Rabbi and Kibbut of Aim, we say the mitzvah, but Rabbi, the mitzvah is as soon as they come, and as soon as you catch sight of them. In Kiryat Sefer, say the Kiryat Sefer on the Rambam, Zokta Zoy.
You stay standing when he walks past you, so are you kind of...
No. You're standing anyhow. You're standing anyhow. I got up for another reason. I got up to get something out of my pocket. That's not muchach. It's the getting up. The getting up is... I get up because perhaps I have to fetch something. I wanted to give somebody some change, some tzedakah or something. So you're losing out the mitzvahs. It's the getting up which is the mitzvah.
Standing already, or you sit down?
To have table to have the mitzvah. You can't say a man is mavatal a mitzvah if he doesn't. But if he does, l'chor, then you would have the mitzvah. Yeah. The issa to do it is just, you know, is to sort of do a ma'isa action which you're mavatal a mitzvah. If you're already standing, then perhaps you don't have this ability. If you want to be makam a mitzvah, l'chor, that would be better to do that. Then you stand, sit down, and when you come to your arms, get up, then you would have the mitzvah. L'chor, that would be l'chor, the best way of doing it, having a mitzvah.
Leave.
Sorry?
Just leave and
then straight. Okay, yeah. So, yeah.
If the
Sefer Torah, you have to get up kamoloi enov.
No, she's saying if you sit down and stand up again.
No, you mustn't do that because Sefer Torah is like Rabbi Muvuk. Sefer Torah is like Rabbi Muvuk. As soon as you catch sight of it, yeah, then you have to get up for it. You mean get up with that? You mean if you're standing already, you don't have the mitzvah. But here you can't. Here you can't because it's a bezoin for the Sefer Torah. You mustn't say that. Pardon? Because here you're not mechuyev yet. By the Sefer Torah, you're already mechuyev. You mechuyev stand, so if you sit down, it's a bezoin. See, also by Sefer Torah, because you're mechuyev kumaloy einov, so the pshat shunzi kept sight, so it could be, even if you're standing beforehand, it doesn't matter. It's not so much the getting up. By the Sefer Torah, it's the being up. Because the Chiv is Kemuloyenov, so even if you're standing up anyhow, you're standing up when the Sefer Torah comes. It could be that that's already the mitzvah. It's when it's the Daladam, it's more the getting up. If it's Kemuloyenov, it's Kenzain, it's being. It being Zain. Could be Kenzain. In the Sefer, in the Rambam, he says Azoi. Where do we get this inyan of Rabbi Muvuk, that you mechuyev to get up even more than the Daladamas? So he's up there for Chiddush. He says, this is Midaraisa, the chiyev to get up for Rabbi Muvuk. Rabbi Muvuk is the same thing as Gadol Hador as well. Gadol Hador is mechuyev. As soon as you catch sight of him, he says, that is learnt out from Kibbud of Aim. From Kibbud of Aim, he says, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say Becky, he says, Be'etzim, the mocker of Rabbi Muvuk is Kibbud of Aim, just like we see. So the Torah says, Be'etzim, generally, Mipnei Seva Tokum, Vadar Tupnei Zokin, the mitzvah is only to get up, B'mokim Daladamas, whether it's Seva, whether it's a Talmid Chacham. In Kibbud of Aim, requires you a bigger chiv. Kibbud of Aim requires you to be Mechabdo Shtek Kibbud of Aim, and in Kibbud, in the midst of Kibbud, licked in day that there's a chiv to get up as soon as they come into the room, you chiv to get up. Zok the Kiryat Sefer, just like the Torah called Vishinantum Levanecha, Elu HaTalmidim, that Talmidim are called children. Zok the Kiryat Sefer, the Rebbe is called the father. Mel, if the Torah says and that involves to get up as soon as they come into the room, so the same would be a Rav. Rav, who's doima la'av, is the same chiv as well. So he says that is included in the mitzvah of kibud of, and kibud of extends to rabbi as well. Vishinantum lecha inu atalmidim. So the rav is called the father, and this is midaraisa. So if the rebbe is only learnt out from the father, so why does the Gemara say if you've got the choice of avedas rabbi, avedas oviv, shteit rabbi is koydim? Because Rabbi is mevimois to olam haba, and his father brings him to olam hazeh. It's all learned out from the father. So he says yes, because the Rebbe has got two sibbes to get up. He's got sai both mitzad. He's a talmid chacham, and he's also Rabbi. So he's got an ex. He's got a double chiv. The Rebbe has always a double chiv. Besides, he's the talmid chacham. He's also Rabbi. Rabbi Muvek, as we say, we're talking about. So, Mechila will always help. Mechila will always help. So just like so Mashenk, so if so, he's got a double chiv, whereas the son is only kibbud of aim. So it comes out, if the father is a talmid chacham as well, even though he's not the same level as Rabbi Muvek, he's first, because then the father's got two. The Rebbe normally has two because he's a talmid chacham and he's his Rebbe. But if the father is a talmid, both a talmid chacham and his Rebbe, then the father is before the Rabbi. As we come to this. So as we mentioned, the same chiv to get up a Rabbi Muvek as soon as he comes into the room is the same as by Godel Adol, Mefusim B'Doyrei, Muflik B'Chochma is called Rabbi Muvek. What about two Talmidei Chachamim? Go back, two Talmidei Chachamim or two people over 70, do they have to get up for each other? Shteitin Shulchan Aruch, two Talmidei Chachamim, two Zkenim don't have to get up from each other, but each one should do Hidu Ktaf, get up a bit. And Hu Adin L'Choyre, a Talmid Chacham in front of somebody who is 70, yeah, not mechuyev to get up, because each one has a sibba to be really be mechabed. One's a talmid chacham, or one's a seva. So there's no chiv to get up, but hidu, ksas hidu, just to show a bit of covered that there is a chiv too. Oh, that's a big shayla. It's a big shayla vegan day. It's a big shayla vegan day. So I think the maskana is that the child should get up in front of the father, even if the child is a talmid chacham. It's a famous. I think the ikar is that way. I think the child should get up in front of the. I think that's the ikar. I think the Rambam said the child gets up in front of the father, and the father doesn't have to get up in front of him. There's a famous story that Marama Rotenberg, when he became Miyom Sha'ola Lugdula, he avoided contact with his father because he didn't want to be mezalzel that his father should get up for him, and he wasn't sure. Yeah, and he didn't want to be. And he was like the god Lador, so they avoided each other. Of the Pashtas, they bring down from the Maram, but Marotenberg. But the Iker thinks the Rambam says. I think the Iker is that the child should get up for the father, and not so much, and the father doesn't have to get up for the son. In Shulchan Aruch, in Gemara, is mentioned that there is a musig of avbezdin and nosi that you also have to get up kemoloinov. But the Shach says nowadays we don't have the din of nosi and avbezdin. So even somebody who does have the position of an avbezdin, they're all just called tamid chachomim, and they only have the chiv of within the daladamas. And then it looks like you're mahada them, because the chiv is the soidis keep talking vahadarata, it's got to look as if you're mahada. If you get up too early, so then it ruins, it doesn't look that you're mahabadim. The Rambam says, by all of them it helps mechila. Even Rabbi Muvek and God Lador, the only person who cannot be moichel is a melech. A melech cannot be moichel, but acherim mechila always helps. And Rambam Shulchan says, even the Rebbe's moichel, you should still get up a bit. So even if they're moichel, you still should get up.
What's the
heter?
Is the
heter
the someone's Torah? When they're going around the
Kotel, is the heter? Yeah.
I'm asking.
stand up first, though, and that's it.
It's a shver shaila. It's a shver shaila. Mestoma the heter is assumed that because people don't have the koyach to do it, people are shvach. That's the heter. But lechora, once the sefer Torah is moving on its place, so then.
Sefer Torah,
as soon as it's moving out. So if it's stationary on the bima,
a coffers.
They're in the place, so normally it's
in the
place. The
place is going around the shore. Pardon? In the Hamakne, in the Kiddushin, the Lamed Aleph says, we have this mitzvah going a little bit now into Kibbud Avayim as well. Kibbud Avayim as well. What's the difference between Kibbud and Moira? Normally, we understand kibbud means, positive, give him to eat, drink. Moira is not sit on his place, not contradict him, and so on. Now, Machne says, what happens if the father tells a child to do something which the father has no benefit from it? Does the child have to listen to the father? Example like this. The son is flying to Eretz Yisrael, and the father says, I don't want you to fly through Turkey. Is the child mechuyev to listen to the father in such a thing? The father's not having any benefit from it. Are you mechuyev to listen to him? So the Hamakne says, even if the father's got no anah, as long as the child hasn't got a loss from it, that's included in moira, shleilis ledvorov. It's taka not kibud, but it's moira because you're being so to dvorov. Well, I'll tell you for state. The Strammel is not mentioned. What was mentioned, what's more mentioned, is also common. That the father is moicha a child, a son would like to marry a certain wife, and the father doesn't want. State mefurish by that thing, the child doesn't have to listen to the father if he thinks it's good for him. Because if the child thinks that's good, he's not mechuyev to listen to the father. So that, if I get his mashma from here, I'm not getting into this case of the shrama. If it's a title of shiloh of Yerushimayim, I don't know. It's a difficult for me to answer on that one. But one thing that Machne brings a raya from here, that vaisto is, if not for the pshat is, if not for this inyan that the child thinks this is his right shidduch for him, so then the father can't object. Vaisto is otherwise. Then, even if the father doesn't have anoah, then you would have to listen to him. Otherwise, what's the father? What's the father's difference? Whether you marry, it's not the father's gaining from it. It's not the father's anoah. It's my department. Nay, vice versa, that if not for that thing, you would have to listen to him, even though the father doesn't have tarik anoah. That would go an efshir into moira. So he's looked at Hamakna. Even though it's something which is not having positive hanah from it, if he tells you, tells you certain instructions which is not getting positive hanah, just get a line in. Only if it's. Kilo. That kilo sounds. No, mistoma not if he doesn't know about it. No. Now we know the Gemara says in Kiddushin, if a father says give me to drink, and the mother says give me to drink, you listen to the father first, because meniach imoy voisukav aviv, because huve imoy chayovim bechvoid aviv, and if the mugareshes. Then Shneim Shovim, he can do whatever he wants, wherever he wants. Ezer Sheir, it's a Yaktim. Zokta HaMakne again like this. This is all Legabe Kibud. When we say a wife is Mechuyev to honor a husband. Legabe Moira, Zokta HaMakne Chiddish, we don't find that a wife has to have Moira from a husband. There's no use for a wife to sit in the husband's place, says the HaMakne. What we said before, that moira means leilistes tevarov, when you don't have anor, but we don't find that legabe isha, that a wife has to listen to a husband when it's not neger to him. Hagam, the Gemara in the Dorim says, enoch isha ksheira banoshim elish oiser etzim bala, avadataka, that's the recommended thing, oba echiv for a woman shloiliste dvarov of a husband, there isn't. If the father says, example like this, the father says I want you to travel by train to London, don't drive down. And the mother says, no, go by car. Who does he listen to? So by kibud, we said, yes, they listen to the father, because the mother's mechuyev b'kibud. But here it's not kibud, here it's only moira. So since the pshat is there, so there's moira both of them. Father says, I want you to go by train. Mother says, no, I want you to drive down. It's simpler to drive down. So he can do whatever he wants, because there's a chiv moira both. And here we can't say that the mother is also mechuyev with the father, because this type of moira, this type of chiv, the wife doesn't have on the husband shleilistei dvarov. The Sefer Dina Kibbutz Avim brings down, it's mashma from the Rambam, some argue and some say that a wife does have a mitzvah of moira klape her husband. Zeis mashma Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, v'chein tziva le'isha shetiyeh mechabedes es balo beyoseh midai ve'yir oleo moira. So is mashma the taker is a chiv moira. So it seems to be a bit of a shail about that. Is the taker a chiv moira from a isha lebala? Some bring a raya and teresh date vehu yim shoil boch. So is. So kenzai. So this is a bit of a shail. Is there taker the isha lebala? Is there a mitzvah of moira?
Oh,